Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We greet you with the greeting Paul gives, grace and peace. And we pick up our study from Acts chapter 7, where Stephen is giving a left-to-right sort of chronological retelling of the story of Israel. He gets a little bit He goes slow as he gets into the Moses story a little bit. And that's where we are, where Moses flees because he kills an Egyptian. He didn't understand why the people reject him as a leader. Verse 26. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, "Men, you are brethren. Why do you wrong one another?" But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday?" Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons. Again, a lot of us seem to think that Moses flees because he kills a man, but he doesn't want to be the leader. I think he knows he's the leader. He definitely flees because he kills a man, but he also knows he's got to get out of Egypt. Hebrews will bear this out when it says that he chose to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So I think Moses had already made the transition into living among the Hebrews. I don't think that the Hollywood version of him being a big shot in Egypt all the way up to the day that he runs out, I don't think that's true. I think Moses has embraced being a Hebrew from a younger age. He is definitely of high stature in Egypt because of his mom and his placement, his adopted mom. But this idea that he just, you know, is a prince in the line for the throne and then boom, one day decides, "Oh, I think I might be a Hebrew," and then runs out. I don't think that's the case. Hebrews bears that out, I think, a little better. So at verse 29, at that saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons, and when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared, and the oldest Greek translations omit the three words "of the Lord." It just says an angel appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. Now, of course, this the voice of the Lord. You got to remember, a lot of times in Hebrew literature, when you see the word angels, you're dealing with God, or you're dealing with the voice of the Lord. And in the New Testament, when it's not a retelling, a lot of times the word angel is the word messenger, which is often mistranslated. The book of Hebrews from Greek to English is mistranslated a lot of times, where his angels are as a flame of fire. No, it's his messengers are as a flame of fire. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I will stop right there for a second and comment. I love this image of the bush that is burning in the wilderness. What causes Moses to turn aside and see the bush? There were a lot of brush fires. I live in Southern California. In the heat of the summer, there are a lot of brush fires here. They're easy to start. They're hard to stop. Moses had no doubt seen thousands of them. What makes him turn aside to this bush is because it's a bush, according to Exodus, that burns but is not consumed. I think that means it burns but there's no smoke. There's nothing being burned up. Moses is intrigued by a bush that burns but is not consumed. And what I like to say is that when the Holy Spirit burns in your heart, he does not burn you up. He does not burn you out. It's when you have your fleshly effort involved that there's burn up and burn out. The bush that burns but is not consumed is that which is fueled by the Holy Spirit as opposed to that which is fueled by human effort and ambition. And we've got to get rid of human effort and ambition and be what Paul said, may aspire to live a quiet life. Moses is in the middle of the quiet life and goes to a bush that's going to teach him exactly how to do that. We'll continue tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.